Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Temperatures remain below freezing, and PennDOT is advising drivers to be safe, take it slow, and give yourself time on the roadways. We have more from KYW's Matt Coughlin.
Motorists, please don't pass our trucks when they're plowing or spreading winter materials.
That's Chris Johnson, PennDOT Press Safety Officer in District 6.
We are asking drivers to stay at least 10 car lengths behind an operating plow truck. They move a lot slower than regular traffic, so please be on high alert when you are around them.
Johnson says there are 400 trucks still plowing and salting in the wake of this weekend's storm, and they expect to continue to be clearing the ice, snow, and slush this evening. And like always, knowledge is power.
It's so important in these type of weather conditions to stay informed. If you are going out, make a plan. Real-time updates are available on 511 PA. They're displayed on our highway message boards to keep drivers informed of road conditions.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As Donald Trump is sworn in for his second term as president, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwer checks in with Pennsylvania's new U.S. Senator, Dave McCormick.
Senator McCormick says it was a special day and privilege to be a part of the inaugural festivities.
It's easy to get cynical in politics sometimes, and you know, you go through these tough campaigns, but you're sitting there in this rotunda. I mean, it's incredible if you've never been there. It's like this beautiful cathedral ceiling, all these statues. And then to come together today for the peaceful transfer of power in our democratic process, that, you know, how special is that?
McCormick notes he and President Trump have had their differences over the years, but he feels they've developed a solid working relationship.
I don't get real hung up on the rhetoric so much. You know, President Trump was very specific on what he was going to do as president. And I was very specific about what I'm going to do. And there's a lot of overlap with what I talked about and what he talked about.
McCormick says while he's the new guy on the block, he's working to establish relationships, including with fellow Pennsylvania Senator Democrat John Fetterman, after he and his wife recently had dinner with Fetterman and his wife. McCormick says he plans to do his best to represent all Pennsylvanians, regardless of who they voted for. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwer, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Politicians in blue states like New Jersey are entering the Trump presidency with a promise to resist if his policies and values don't align with theirs. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us the governor and state attorney general say they won't back down.
Battles in courtrooms and in the press are likely as some of President Trump's policies may not align with Democrats in states like New Jersey. They're vowing to defend immigration rights, abortion rights, transgender rights, as well as environmental regulations that could potentially end the offshore wind industry. In his recent State of the State address, Governor Phil Murphy said he will work with Trump when it makes sense.
But if you try to attack our people or our values without cause. Make no mistake, we will fight back even harder.
New Jersey AG Matt Platkin says he will vigorously defend New Jersey's Dreamers, undocumented immigrant population, environmental regulations, and uphold New Jersey's constitution. Gun laws in the Garden State are also among the strongest in the nation, and Platkin says he'll do all he can to keep it that way, saying any time Trump stands down to the gun industry, states like New Jersey will stand up to end gun violence. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The message of Dr. Martin Luther King's life was the focus of the annual ceremonial ringing of the Liberty Bell Monday. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
As the bell atop Independence Hall pealed outside, Mayor Parker joined dignitaries in a ceremonial tapping of the Liberty Bell. She said Dr. Martin Luther King's vision was one that included everyone, regardless of race or status.
You are, by your humanity, a part of our beloved community, and that we should protect each other.
State Senator Sharif Street quoted King, declaring that everyone is caught in a web of mutuality.
That means that if I live in a safe neighborhood, I gotta care about the people who live in neighborhoods where they're being shot by guns. That means if my family's been here for generations, I have to care about immigrants who are probably real scared right now.
The Reverend Dr. Alan Waller of Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church and his wife, Dr. Ellen Jo Waller, served as national bell ringers for the noontime ceremony. On Independence Mall, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.